Welcome everybody to Reality Rap Show. Got Big Chris in the building.
I'm not bringing that up.
I got Oski Woski still here, rapping a taste. Yeah. And we about to jump into something right here. I'm about to ask y'all, what makes a person bring those ugly traits out of them? Would social media have anything to do with that? Could it be some fakeness that they're not displaying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What makes a person ugly? You know what I mean? Like, I ain't going off of physical looks. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about, a Shanaynay or Wanda, you know, or something like that. You know what I mean? So, Oski Woski. Hey. You know what I mean? Any ugly traits out there you might see?
Let's get into it.
From women, you know, whether it be social media or reality TV, this is on reality rap. I mean, what you got?
Man, I got a lot.
What you got a lot? What you got a lot?
We want to start with these IG models.
Okay.
Yo. Hey, yo.
Oh, wow.
These fake asses got to go.
I concur. It's disgusting.
If you don't got it, you don't got it.
That's what I said.
There's nothing wrong with it. Now, it's a lane for everybody.
Could that be
some
the filter?
Some niggas are like big titties and flat asses.
Could that be the filter?
I have both. They're real.
Shout out to Big Chris.
It's a lane for everybody, man. Like, you don't... These women feels though, they gotta get these super duper asses. I mean, they getting the likes, because I'm the only niggas that like this shit. But in all reality, I still don't fuck with you. I know it's just not. You fraudulent. And all black, it's a shame because as a black woman, you really don't need to do all that. Black women are naturally thick. I mean, it's some that do got flat asses, but as a black woman, you still a queen, whether you got a flat ass or not.
All right, man. Flat ass or not.
You still a queen, so
you still a queen. Flat ass or not.
You know what I'm saying? So that makes them ugly. Doing all this crazy little Kim shit.
What about attitudes?
Oh, attitudes?
Like attitudes make a lot of people ugly as well.
I'm not going. I hate motherfuckers say like categorize black queens as having attitudes. I don't think they have attitudes. I think they just...
No, I'm saying women in general. Shit, men in general. Anybody can have an attitude. You don't know them. They attitude. Like a lot of women are very... You got very attractive women out there with ugly-ass attitudes.
Yeah.
And a lot of women that say, well, this cat is a nice looking
man. Oh, I
knew one.
Like,
he got
a fucked up attitude.
They the ones that don't make the cut.
Just one?
I knew of one. Yeah, I knew of one.
They
attitude stink.
So that got to play a major part in a lot of that.
Look good as shit. Had a nice little ass on. Woo, baby. Shout out to that.
Well, you can be pretty on the outside of the date. Absolutely.
They the ones that don't make the cut. Because me personally, I'm all about personality. I don't go by looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do got to have somewhat of an ass, but I don't go by looks.
Shout out to having somewhat of an ass.
Somewhat of an ass out there.
Shout out to other beautiful black queens.
Just
great personalities and the gut and the fat asses, man. Yeah. I don't care if you like Shanaynay, your ass is fat.
Well, I do. AC5 does.
We can vibe.
We gotta look good in
particular.
We can vibe.
We gotta look good in particular. I'm sorry.
Because I've met some beautiful women that just like. I'm a fucked up person.
Oh yeah, of course. All day. They out here.
And that makes them and turns them to a Shanaynay.
All day. Or worse. Fucking homie the clown. What the fuck? I mean, hey, listen. They can be a little bit of everything.
OC with the badonkadonks.
You want to say the homie the clown for the bitch ass.
He said somewhat of an ass.
Bitch ass. But you got a little ass, man.
A little ass. Okay, just a little ass.
You got a big ass or some of the ass. We good.
Big ass or some of the ass. I don't know. As a woman, I can't understand that, but hey, I'm the only woman here. I don't know.
You go from a little Corolla to a fucking big ass Tahoe.
Two tires and shit. Like, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like Big Daddy Kane's the 80.
Someone of an ass cool. To a little ass to a big ass.
I'm cool. I'm cool with the, the Wild person, the Wobber Juniors. I'm cool with the
Big Mac.
with the tasty cakes and the little Debbies.
What the hell?
The little Debbies let you drink your ass. But I fuck with somebody with a little Debbie.
Yeah, little
Debbie. How is their personality, right?
So you fucking with Swiss cake rolls and oatmeal joints.
What listen. The
hell? Oh, man.
Shout out to all the coffee stores. Watch out, O. Cesolaro coming through there one day.
I fuck with the little Debbie.
You better watch it,
go
man.
Go grab your little Debbie.
Listen, that's the ass Swiss detective. Cake rolls. You better watch it. He got the trench clothes and sunglasses.
Watch
listen,
out for him.
Listen,
I'm a bootyologist, man.
You heard that?
Yeah.
I'm a bootyologist, man.
A bootyologist.
Yeah. And he wears the lab coat, man. He does that.
All right, well, hey, listen. We got... We got one of the listeners.
Let me ask y'all a question. We're
going to get on the show to talk some stuff. Talk to us, brother.
Well, he talking some stuff now.
We need to get a phone line.
We have that. That number is 215.
However, I want to get straight into questions today.
3297.
Let me speak to all my bootyologists out there.
Okay. It's Oski.
How y'all niggas feel about, like, you know, you meet something nice, you got a fat ass, would you eat it? Would you eat it?
AZ5.
I'm just asking.
AZ5, yeah.
Some of them booties, like, I be seeing niggas on social media with them peach emojis. That means they want to eat ass. So.
Oh, that's what that means.
Oh, yeah.
We're being enlightened right now.
That's the ass. For JJ.
They ain't trying to eat the peach. They trying to eat the ass.
Oh, okay.
No,
they ain't trying to eat a piece. They try to eat that booty hole. They try to eat the groceries.
The emoji was just broken down.
They trying to eat the groceries.
On the reality rehab show.
What's up, niggas? Man, call up.
Okay.
Can
I just speak as the only female here?
Please talk to us.
This show?
Yeah.
I never knew what that meant. When I thought it meant the vagina. I'm so out of it. I knew what the eggplant meant. I just didn't know what the peach meant.
Niggas want to eat us.
I can say no. I don't want anybody doing that to me.
Well, all righty then. AC Fire, that question up for you, buddy.
It ain't no crickets. I'm sure you can get some damn calls for that shit.
Yeah.
That phone line jumping.
How's everybody on there?
Ass eaters. Phone line jumping.
That must be an ass eater card. Oh, there we go. That is D-Rex.
Yeah.
D-Rex. I can't answer this call right now, D-Rex, but we will get your message and we will put that on there. We'll play that a little bit later. And that's how we're going to do that right
there. D-Rex, you look like an
ass. But none of the males answer the question.
I can't eat no big ass. My nose too big.
So suppose it was somewhat of an ass.
I'm not an ass eater.
No,
I mean,
me either.
Shit comes out of that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I know AC Fire.
Yeah, AC Fire didn't answer.
I know personally, and so the OC Zalaro, we know that AC Fire is an ass eater.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Watch yourself.
That's an ass eater.
I'm sitting next to him.
Listen.
Wait a minute.
I'm sitting next to him.
Yeah, but that's why
This is a performing arts show right now.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, we're performing arts right now. So we're some questions.
Ain't that wrong with a man eating a little bit of ass, right? Easy fine.
Ew.
Burning.
I don't.
Okay.
Depending on what I'm drinking.
Since only one male here at the table answered that.
Okay. She's allowed. So you admit. You eating peaches on emojis and all that on Instagram.
Oh, it depends.
Okay.
Here we go. On.
I'm not.
It depends on.
Listen.
Listen.
I'm not gonna be no random ass. That's crazy.
Oh,
so somebody
you got a wife.
No random ass.
Significant other.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought
you
were
talking
about other. Wait a minute.
Wife, significant other. Correct. You know, or somebody I've been in a long term relationship with. We living with each other, and I know if an ass is clean or not.
Okay. Wait a minute.
But this is somebody I'm in the club. We have no one night stand. We're going to eat your ass.
Eat that ass up.
That ain't happening.
Hold up.
That ain't happening.
That I understand. Now, we were talking about what makes a person ugly.
I said the personality, now, man. We got a little off topic, man.
Would that make her ugly if you met her at a club and she says she wanted to eat your ass?
I tried to tell you.
Nah, that would make her crazy.
Oh, that would make her crazy. Okay, she could be crazy, but would you let her eat your ass out?
Well, I let her eat my ass off?
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
No?
Men don't get their ass eat out.
Does she gotta get a, does she gotta be ugly?
Is it more acceptable?
Does he have to be ugly?
Men ain't supposed to get their ass eat out. There's something wrong with that picture.
That's true.
The men is supposed to be the nasty. Men is supposed to be the nasty one in a relationship.
Yeah.
Not the women.
Yeah.
I mean, women supposed to be nasty, but not to the point. Point when they eat ass and shit, like nah.
But you,
I'm looking at you different now. Like, hold on, how many other niggas ass nasty? Eat?
Because I know at least one or two in this panel wouldn't have an issue with their ass. That was gonna be.
Ain't nobody eating my ass.
This is old season.
Ain't nobody eating my ass.
SPB, you have a call. SPB, you have a call.
They would never admit
you want to call.
They'd be like,
no, no.
I thought something.
Oh, shit. Listen, we have somebody on the line.
What the?
For SPB.
I would never. You better. You better call Sam Bernard. Your dad ain't coming for me. Hang up that damn line.
Oh, oh my God.
No ass, rap show.
No ass eat around here. No. I want my
SBB
ass eat. I better have
panel.
My ass eat.
He
I'm gonna smack the skin off your head. You better not ask for your funky ass groceries to get in.
Oh, my
negative.
God.
No.
Nah, all jokes aside, for me, personality says a lot for a woman. I don't want
to
go by
that. But what does it say for a man? Why do I have to always be on the female to be politically correct?
What's your take on a man?
What you looking for?
I don't want nobody to say they want to eat my peach. That's not my thing.
Nah, that comes in territory.
And that's from
That comes in time.
I haven't been in.
That comes in time. I mean, if he does it only your first time, then he's a certified freak. But if he... It comes in time.
No. There's been, I'm 51 time. Years old. My time has not come yet, and I would like to keep it that way.
You might like it, though.
No.
Well, listen.
No.
One Maytag wash.
Yeah.
Freak
yeah, man.
Leak. No, I'm good.
Spin cycle.
I'm good.
Shit. Reality rap show.
Hey, man.
I'm good.
Y'all ready?
Yo, this is no doubt a wild one, man. This is a wild one.
Yeah.
Listen,
like, yeah.
Yeah, smoke a blunt to this one and make sure you got plenty of drinks.
Oh, Cesar Lara, where can they reach you at again? Once again, what's your IG again, brother? What's that what you got for us?
Stay in your lane. Stay_in_lane. Stay in your lane. Come reach out to me.
Stay in your lane. Oh, Cesar Lara.
Or not.
On the reality rap show. Y'all already know what it is.
My
Big
bad.
Chris.
I'm out.
AC Fire.
Yes.
And SPB.
Handcuffs.
Taking that plane on out of here.
We out of here.
Because they coming to get us.
We out of here. Stay safe.
Oh, God. But that was a